Why We Should Be Thankful for Unanswered Prayers, written by Jennifer Heron and read by Kelly Givens. Today's verse is 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. This scripture passage speaks of making every effort to respond to God's promises and add to my faith moral excellence and to that knowledge. Then add self-control mixed with patient endurance, and godliness, and brotherly affection, and love for all. The more I learn and grow in these ways, the more useful I will be on earth. I've prayed for many things over the years: favor on job interviews, a loving husband, car repair bills to be lower than I expect, benign biopsies, a baby. My list of desires can go on and on. I've also prayed for friends, family, and acquaintances, healing from accidents and diseases, cancers to go into remission, successful surgeries, safe travels. God always answers our prayers, but the answer isn't always a yes. Sometimes it's a no, and sometimes it's not now. Wouldn't it be great if I could ask God for something and he always answered quickly with a definite yes? It seems like that would be wonderful, but would it actually be a good thing? Our whims aren't necessarily God's will. I don't always pray for his will. I need to take all of my whims and thoughts to God so that he can shape them into something more fitting to the way he originally designed me. God doesn't owe me anything, especially not my whims. However, he does promise me that he will provide the things I need: food, drink, clothing, and so on. We can't see the entire situation. I can only see what is right in front of me. So I need to rely on the judgment of an omniscient God if I truly desire what is best. I can keep a prayer journal so I can read about things that I desired in the past. Then I realize that God did indeed answer a lot of those requests. Sometimes with an immediate yes, often with a better wait for this other thing. A yes to everything we want is not how we were created. If I did get a yes to every prayer, wouldn't that make me more of a God than God? He would be at my beck and call. I should always be coming to him to ask if something is a good idea or not, not the other way around. God's ways are so much higher than mine. He is able through his mighty power to accomplish infinitely more than I can ask or imagine. Unanswered prayers lead us to stronger relationships with God. God wants me to come to him with everything, not just to get what I want and then forget about him. He deserves my attention even when I don't get what I want. God desires me to want him even more than what I'm asking for. Finally, unanswered prayers teach us to put our hope in God. Psalm 62:5 says, "Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him." My hope is in him, not my wants or even in my needs. He knows what I need before I even ask him anyway. He is patient with me until I see my subtle, real needs instead of my glaring wants. Unanswered prayers serve the purpose of leading me to the ultimate gift, peace of mind and heart. A peace that comes from trusting my creator and designer with every aspect of my life. I'm not saying that this is easy to do. It's a constant battle of my will versus his best. But when I stop fighting, there is a peace and an absence of fear. Peace of mind and soul is much better than a temporary yes.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.